Don has a special relationship with young people, and he's never forgotten that he first experienced the enchantment of animation when he himself was growing up in America, near Salt Lake City.
There's a little town just outside of Salt Lake City called Payson, Utah, and it was on a small farm. And I had all those farm chores to do, you know, with the milking the cows and everything. But right outside where, just outside where we milked the cows, there was a woodpile. And under the woodpile lived a family of cats, and they had a kitten, which we called Banjo.
Did you draw him?
Well, yeah, I did eventually. But first, there was this pigeon that lived in my father's barn, and he kept flying by, you know, my bedroom window, so I had to learn how to make him fly, and that was my first animation.
Did you have a horse?
I had a great horse, big black horse, and I used to get on this horse's back and ride him into town about 5 miles and go to a movie, and I'd tie him to a tree, and he'd mow the lawn while I was in the movie, and we'd go in there, and I'd watch Disney movies in there, and that's where I got all my inspiration. And it was years later that I went to Disney Studio and I met my best friend Gary Goldman, and we decided that we would make bigger and better animated movies than anyone had ever seen before.
When I first met Don, we were both young animators, and all we could think about was being as good as we could be. To get better, Don felt we should do a picture of our own. We didn't have any money. We didn't even have a story. So Don made a story up about a cat that he grew up with, Banjo the Woodpile Cat.
So where are you headed for, Freeman?
Oh, I'm headed for Salt Lake.
Salt Lake? Big city like that? You must see some good times.
Good times? Oh, ho, ho. I'll say good times. And the only way to know is to go where the good times are.
Banjo, the woodpile cat, as good as he can be. Off to the city where the good times are to see what he can see. Banjo, the woodpile cat, is always up a tree.
He wrote the script, and we started to put the equipment together. We actually put the equipment in his garage and worked there for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, we completed the film, and that's how we were interested people in putting money into us and creating a picture called Secret of Nim.
We were trapped by a locked door. It was Jonathan who made possible the unlocking of the door.
Why did he never tell me about any of you? Why?
To answer that, I must tell you about Nim and our plan. Go. Look there.
You know, we put everything we knew how to do in The Secret of Nim. We're very proud of that movie. Guess what? Steven Spielberg called to congratulate us and invite us over to his office. He wanted to introduce us to an idea he had for a new movie. It was an American tale.
Keep walking!
I just want to see.
I hope this is the last time I take you to America.
Bye-bye!
Like young Fievel Melskovitz, Don and Gary came to a new world, to Dublin, Ireland, where they set up their studios and went straight into the next production with Steven Spielberg, The Land Before Time, a film that proved that dinosaurs could be a monster hit.
Mother, run! Run!
Other films followed. All Dogs Go to Heaven with Burt Reynolds.
So Robin Hood says to Little John, this sheriff is a real bimbo. Who would say we knock him off and take the gold? Not for ourselves, but we'll give it to the poor worthless suckers who got to him first place.
Hey, boss, where do you get that stuff? What kind of hood is this guy anyway, giving dough to the poor without taking his cut?
I like this story, Mr. Icky.
You would.
Shut up. I'm trying to get the little brat to sleep.
Let me be your leader, and I'll be with you.
And Glenn Campbell provided that rockabilly style for Rockadoodle.
Girl, you don't need more loot.
Well, you're the number one chicken, Mr. Chicken Coop.
Rockadoodle was a reworked version of the Chanticleer story, and for his next project, Don Bluth drew on another classic, Thumbelina, which has kept its magic across generations of children. And as he worked on Thumbelina, he found the Irish countryside around him had its own enchantment, an enchantment that leads to inspiration.